Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Stu.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
That's right. It is time for our chat with Stu Mack. That would be one, Stuart McMillan. Good morning.
Hello there, Chagow. How are you, sir?
What accent is it?
It is 1860, yeah?
Okay.
What 1860, I said, Chagow.
Oh, wow.
Did you hear me when I said 1860?
I did. Very well. Understood you.
1860. We're going to be talking about vintage baseball. Vintage baseball. You're like, okay. The actual game of baseball played like they did in 1860. There's a group of guys that do this, and it's really cool, and I've always wanted to be a part of it.
You are actually going to play vintage baseball.
Oh, I'm
going to
play it. The Brown Stockings, the St. Louis Brown Stockings, a guy named Tony Lightning Wicker. He's the guy in charge of the St. Louis Brown Stockings. They've been around for about 15 years. They're kind of living history in a way. They wear the old style uniforms from that era. It was the first ever professional baseball team in St. Louis, the professional baseball team where they actually got paid to play baseball. 1875, St. Louis Brown Stockings. They're all wool jerseys, by the way, and they are very hot.
How did you get the good fortune?
So I was talking with Tony Lightning Wicker, and we were having a conversation about vintage baseball, and he was telling me, hey, we're doing the 10th annual St. Louis Cup. So they have lots of different teams involved, several from St. Louis, the Lafayette Square Cyclone, the St. Louis Unions, of course, the St. Louis Brown Stockings already mentioned, but there's other teams from other states, the Belleville Stags from Illinois, the Cincinnati Buckeyes from Ohio, the Indianapolis Blues, and they were called the Blues back in the 19th century, won the Hog and Hominy Pick 9. They're from Tennessee. So they all get together, and they agree on one rule set for this particular cup, and the 1860 is where they've landed. At least that's where the Brown Stockings have landed. And there are different rules for different eras.
Well, give me a couple of examples of rules that are different.
Okay, different rules.
They didn't have a pitch clock.
No pitch clock in vintage baseball. Okay. In fact, they probably didn't have even clocks
at all.
They used
a sundial.
Yes. No time in baseball. There's no clock in baseball. Anyway, you got me on a tangent.
There's no crying in baseball.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, there might be a little bit because the ball is not exactly here. You can hold it. I've got one with me today.
Oh. Says BS.
Brown Stockings. Okay. That's what that is. Yeah. It's a little marker on there. The ball itself is one piece of leather, unlike today's baseball, which has two pieces of leather that are kind of horseshoed. Can't remember what's inside of it, but it's a little softer if you're feeling it. You can feel it now.
It's
a little softer than a baseball.
I need Robert Redford to hit it, and then it'll blow apart, and I can see what's inside.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
Another one is the pitching style. In 1860, no overhand. Pitching was only underhand. They're able to put a little spin on it from time to time as they kind of reach back in kind of a bowling motion, and then they let go of it. It does spin a little bit. You can kind of manipulate it, and some guys throw upwards of 50 to 55 miles per hour.
That actually is pretty fast.
From 45 feet away. But the game is not to deceive the batter as much as is it's relying on the players. So the game at the time relied more on the fielders that would be running around, or scouts, as they call them, in the outfield, and all these kind of little names they had for them. So today it's a pitcher's game. Then it was just a fielder's game.
Was it three strikes and you're out?
Yes, three strikes.
Four balls is a walk.
No balls.
Oh.
No balls, no walks in 1860. Just strikes, because there was no need to walk, because you hit the ball. You try to hit it as best. You can strike out. You can get out that way. Another unusual rule is the catching a fly ball. You don't have to do it through the air. It can bounce on the ground one time, and then you can catch it from that bounce, and it's counted as an out.
Do they have gloves?
No.
No gloves.
No gloves in 1860.
Bare hand.
Bare hand. And some of these guys are really rocking that thing down to third base.
Yeah, I'm out on this.
I mean,
I don't want to catch the ball.
Well, they got to throw to first base for you to be out first. You're not out yet.
No,
you haven't
got
up the bat. From what Tony Wicker was telling me, I'm sorry, Tony Lightning Wicker. You know, they do have a broken finger from it from time to time because because they're playing authentic, Jay Gow. They want it to be the same way
they want as many fingers broken as possible.
So everybody that kind of comes to these events, dresses up in the same garb from the 1860s.
In wool and 90-degree heat.
Yes, and heat strokes abound. And umpires wear, you know, the top hat, and they make their...
They have top hats.
Yes, they wear top hats, and they look very fancy, and they smoke a cigar. And then,
well, what do they have to judge, though? Because
mostly
there's no balls.
Right, it's foul balls. And they make they tally. That's a run at the time in 1860. Some guys even used to have a bell. When they came into home plate, there would be a bell rung.
Okay. Just don't get killed in the baseball game. Yeah, the vintage baseball game. All right. Thanks, Stu.
Huzzah for the glory of the game.
Is that a real thing?
That is a totally real thing.
They're going to say.
They say, and they doffed their caps, and they scream this together before games and after games, maybe.
Yeah.
Huzzah! Huzzah! 1860, baby. We're bringing it back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.